Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Shiloh Season by Phyllis Reynolds Naylor. Chapter 1. After Shiloh came to live with us, two things happened. One started out bad and ended good. The other started out good and, well, let me tell you the way it was. Most everybody near friendly West Virginia knows how Judd Travers treats his dogs and how he bought this new little beagle to help him hunt and how the beagle kept running away from Judd's kicks and curses, ran to me. They know the story of how I hid the dog in a pen I made for him up in our woods and named him Shiloh. Judd just calls his dogs cuss words, and everybody in Tyler County almost heard how a German shepherd jumped into that pen and tore up Shiloh something awful, and then the secret was out. My dad drove Shiloh over to Doc Murphy, who sewed him up and helped him live. And then, because my friend David Howard has the biggest mouth from here to Sistersville, most everybody knows how I worked for Judd Travers 2 weeks to earn that dog. So now he's mine and Ma's and Dad's and Daryl Lynn's and Becky's, and we all just love him so he can hardly stand it sometimes. Tail wags so hard you figure it's about to fly off. Anyway, the thing that started out bad and ended good was that I promised Doc Murphy I'd pay him every cent we owed him for fixing up Shiloh. I looked for bottles and aluminum cans the whole rest of the summer, but only earned $2.70. When I took it to Doc Murphy, though, so he could subtract it from our bill, he says I can work off the rest, same as I work for Judd. Next to Judd telling me I can have Shiloh for my own, that was the best news I'd heard in a long time. And now for the good part that turned bad, and then worse. After figuring that everything's okay now between me and Judd Travers, he even gave me a collar for Shiloh. Judd starts drinking. Not that he didn't drink before.